Fortune tanto vulnera, sibila tibus ocelis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra imprevelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Radio and TV stations, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them on the satellite, blasting out, exploding on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show and at Real Alex Jones on X and at the network channel at AJN Live. Be sure and follow us there at AJN Live. Drudge Report has this top link. Thank you very much, Matt Drudge. It is one of the top trends on X and everywhere else. Millions and millions of new people are tuning in right now because the Democrat Party and their rigged courts have spent 7-8 years in lawsuits and lawfare trying to shut us down, and we're finally able for now to shut down InfoWars yesterday. And the second attempt by the Bloomberg financed and controlled, that's on record, Onion, I'm going to finish up with this movie and other news in a moment, but you guys did find the clip we always play. There's hundreds of interviews they did, but I didn't even watch them all. I watched dozens of them. A year and a half ago when they're on Stephanopoulos on the big morning show, Sunday morning show, saying, well, you didn't make the biggest bid, and the judge says he's going to overturn it. And they're like, well, it's Alex Jones. We're allowed to do that. And so now here's the breaking news. The Onionoids and Ben Collins has been reposting this and boosting and linking to it are calling for me to be Charlie Kirk. That's right. Here's the article. It's at alexjoneslive.com. InfoWars is down, shut down. You can't go to InfoWars.com, but you can go to alexjoneslive.com. Hit your email list with it, your text message list. Say, Alex Jones is back. They failed to suppress him. He's covering absolutely critical information we're about to get to on the war, on the economy, on national sovereignty, Congress hearings, all admitting that they knew the poison shots were killing everybody. I got huge information we're going to be breaking down coming up next hour on that. This is a massive transmission today, hardcore info on the British royal family and their secrets coming out. Also, weather weapons being confirmed, being used against Iran and others. I'm going to move out of the Onion coverage in a moment, but everybody's wanting to know about this, so I've been covering it. Kirk has asked. Go read the full article, see all the tweets and all the blue sky comments at alexjoneslive.com. Just one word, alexjoneslive.com. Kirk has asked. The Onion's blue sky followers lodge death threats against Alex Jones as InfoWars closes. Users on the leftist-dominated social media echo chamber platform Blue Sky lodged death threats against Alex Jones and his iconic news empire. InfoWars came to a historic close. And it just goes on from that. On the last day of our broadcast, the deranged Blue Sky followers, the printer cut all this off, and CEO Ben Collins, whose second attempt to hijack the brand was blocked by the court late Wednesday, called for violence against Jones and urged people to kill him. Gay, homo, fag Ben, proud in me in the ass, Collins, and Tim Satan worshiper Pedo Heidecker, the person wrote, are fomenting violence against InfoWars over Blue Sky. That's what Rob Deuce said. Kirk his ass, one user replied. We'll show that to a post of Collins. Yeah, let's show the actual HD article that's got it all at alexjoneslive.com, please. And it just goes on from there. So we can't, it is on screen. I'm looking at my TV here. So, yeah, just scroll through those, and you can see all of this for yourself. So, good luck. Guys, can you guys pull up the, just type into YouTube, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Star Wars Episode 4, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Darth Vader battle, or Darth Vader strikes down Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's like 2 minutes long. It's so, what an iconic scene. I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master. Only a master of evil, Darth. Your power's a weak, old man. You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. You should not have come back. What an iconic archetype of this. Did killing Martin Luther King make him bigger or smaller? Did killing Mahatma Gandhi make him bigger or weaker? Did killing Jesus make him weaker or stronger? I mean, come on. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide. But a Viking death with the sword in my hand of truth, I have zero fear of that. Because I know I'm telling the truth. And that is the last refuge of these scumbags is violence. Like they just tried killing Trump because they hate him so much. And you know, I've got issues with Trump. He deserves to die at the correspondence dinner last Saturday. So let's go to this clip. Here it is. So I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi, and here they are hoping for this, not thinking as Satanists do, two or three steps ahead of what the after effects will be. Here it is.
We meet again at last.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Your power's a weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
You should not have come back.
Did we just leave this party? What kept you?
We are running some old friends.
Is the ship all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it. Just hope the old man got the tractor beam out of commission.
Well, we got the tractor beam out of commission.
Knock.
Come on, R2. We're going.
Now the kids go.
Ben?
Oh, you've defeated us. Oh, terrible.
No!
Help me, I'm weak. Oh, the Jedi taking over. Oh. No, 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 you will die. Power! Unlimited power! Help me. Oh, he's going to kill me. Oh, I'm weak. I can't hold it much longer. I can breathe.
I've been waiting for this a long time.
my little green friend. I don't put on an act of victory. I know it when I smell it. So I'm reveling a bit.
If so powerful you are on the dark side, why run?
So, here we are on the Alex Jones Experience. And it's so crazy. Like, it's just all insane. They lined up to cut the internet power off today so they could give it to the Onion. It's been blocked by another court because they violated every law that you can imagine. We have dozens and dozens of actions. We just fired one and it was successful. And we're like, my lawyers are like, let's hold these back. So, and the dumbasses that Michael Bloomberg has funded to do all this, running around in their compendium of work, obsessed with pedophilia, Satanism, and saying that's their humor, and they're washed up. Well, they never were successful, so they're not even washed up. It's just beyond pathetic. But I've just spent an hour and 17 minutes of the broadcast mainly covering, well, the first 20 or so I covered this right over. So I've just spent an hour on this, and I'm done. Unless more developments come out. But you got to love them. Calling me a scumbag. There are people calling for me to be murdered. And every time a leftist kills somebody, they say, oh, it's staged. But here's the Onion head, the MSNBC Rachel Maddow producer that runs the Onion, the failed publication. What an evil piece of SH, you know what? I cannot wait to take over, he said yesterday. A visibly toasted Alex Jones, surrounded by his crew, says they're going to turn off the power at midnight in the InfoWars studio. That's the bad guys. Until we're going to air hours of Sandy Hook documentation. I said documentation of the CIA and FBI running it. Now he's making about, he's being mean to the families. There were 20 families, three of them that ran charities raising money sued me. There was no Google searches until they got ready to sue me in all the years before because I barely ever covered it. They just said that to play victim. And they make it about, oh, I'm being mean to the families. And all of this ridiculousness. The public in general knows the truth now. And that's the reality. Okay, shifting gears now. Let me tell you what we got coming up. I'm done. But people want to know what's going on. They want to know what's happening. You want to fight the tyrants. You want to fight the censors. Share the new URL, the jumping off point for our Rumble feed, our X feed, our own internal feed, special reports, articles, our great reporters, all of them at alexjoneslive.com. alexjoneslive.com. It's right there on screen, right there. alexjoneslive.com. Bookmark it. Make it your homepage. It's got a 1990 statement. Kind of dating myself. Share it everywhere. Have a huge effect. The bad guys hope you don't. And download the free app at alexjonesapp.com for Droid and Apple. It's often on the number one news app. It's right up there in the top 10 always. And it's having an absolutely huge effect. So, alexjoneslive.com. And when you have the app, the shopping cart's on there for alexjonesstore.com or thealexjonesstore.com, you get an additional 10% off on top of it. So everybody should get that app right now and share that app and say, if you want the forbidden show, go here. All right, now, we've talked a lot about this, but we're getting deeper, 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 deeper into it. It's like if somebody has emphysema from smoking 5 packs of cigarettes a day, and they tell grandma, if you don't quit smoking, you'll be dead in 6 months. If you stop, you might live 10 years. And there's so many old people and literal grandmas. My dad's mom, great lady. She lived with Dr. Pepper and cigarettes, and they die because they don't stop smoking them. And we've already put the clips a few weeks ago from 2 years ago, Elliot saying, I think Trump's going to get reelected. He's got a great economic plan, but the Israel's trying to get us into a full war, and he's not even anti-Israel. know, he's a theologian, focused on the family, previously board member, all that, top economist, biggest silver and gold broker in North America, says the best prices, all the rest of it, the highest ratings, and it is our sponsor, so we want gold and silver, he's the place to go. But he nailed it, saying he's really worried about this years ago, over 2 years ago on my show, and a year ago, and 6 months ago. And here we are, 62 days into this fiasco, and the Israeli government saying Trump will be embarrassed and lose the war if he doesn't commit ground troops to the Strait of Hormuz. Israel said bracing for Iran fighting to resume soon as Trump briefed on military options. U.S. cable outlines new construct. Well, it's Trump's older plan to have other nations join. They've already said no. Eye-opening graphic shows how Iran war is the most unpopular conflict in 76 years. Pentagon calls timeout. Congress refuses to challenge the war powers, though they said they only gave them 60 days before they'd vote. Now they're not continuing the war. Latest war will be one big failure if Iran's enriched uranium not removed. They can always say it hasn't been removed. They can always say it's secretly hiding somewhere, just like Iraq was all based on that. So same lie, repeated over and over again, the same unattainable goal. Pentagon said, told Trump there won't be regime change, 90%+ chance. We were right. All you that called us traitors were wrong. Now it's killing the economy. To break it down is top economist Dr. Kirk Elliott of KEPM.com/gold. When you go to that URL, he knows you're coming from us, and then that way we get the support because that's how this works. So KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Call up, get a free phone consultation. Set up the email or over the phone, and they will talk to you. They can roll over all sorts of instruments. They're the place to go. They're the highest rated. It's all I'll bring you because I want to bring my listeners stuff that they love, that's successful, so we have a relationship long term. Not trying to sell you some scam one time. I want a long term relationship with you like a husband and wife. Okay? You can say who's wearing the pants here. I think the listeners are. But the point is, I am your bitch. And so I want you to have a great response, have a great time, whether it's the supplements or any of it. I want to have the best t-shirts, the best designs, the best ball caps. I want to have the best supplements. It's real simple. Kirk Elliott sells gold and silver at wholesale, which you can check the price every day. You type in, what's the wholesale price? That's where you get it. That's what you get. You cannot, and you can sell it back with no fee. Nobody does that. Okay? This is the place to go. Yeah, I'm plugging right now, but he's on about this. Dr. Elliott, thanks for coming on with us. We probably won't hit the economy in a few minutes. You got to go at 50 after. I understand that because you're a busy man. But what do you make of the latest attack on InfoWars and what they've done and how it blew up in their face again? But they cut the internet, so we had to leave.
Well, it's expected. I mean, sadly, this is a war against truth, right? And they want to silence you. We've been dealing with this. You know, I've known you for years now, and this has been this ongoing battle, and they think they won. But they haven't, Alex. I mean, this is what's exciting is that you can't hide the truth. You just can't. It's going to keep permeating.
The Bible says, you're the theologian. What's the verse where nothing hidden will be hidden? It'll be cast back on the shore.
I mean, that's a good paraphrase of the verse, but truth will always be revealed, right? God is love. God is truth. The enemy is gonna, he's cloaked in the darkness, right? And he has lies he's the deceiver. And, you know, all of this stuff he is going to stop the truth at all costs, because here's the thing. The enemy knows what the end game is. He's going to be banished to hell for the rest of eternity. Right. And so this is this cosmic battle that we're just seeing the physical manifestations of right now. Nobody that's evil wants the truth, because it exposes, right? It exposes the darkness. And here's what we know, that light and dark can't coexist at the same time. If it's dark somewhere, the light, even the smallest little flame, this a little lighter in a dark room, will light up the room, right? It's like you can't have dark cover light. Light uncovers the dark. And that's this battle that we're seeing right now. And so I just want to encourage you and thank you for fighting. And not
I want to thank
up.
You and the listeners supporting us. This is not me. This is you guys. You're the variable. The only reason I'm here is because of sponsors like you and the listeners, Kirk. So don't thank me. Thank Kirk Elliott.
Well, thank you. I mean, we've got a ton of listeners who have gotten their assets out of harm's way because of your message. That's just great. And
well, let's tee this up. We got 3 minutes to break. What's the current state of the economy? We know it's getting bad because of the Strait of Hormuz. Now Trump wants ground troops.
I mean, it's getting bad. So yesterday the Fed met, right? And they decided, let's just hold and pause on interest rates. Why do they do that? I mean, I thought that the Fed was so smart and they could control and manipulate the economy. This Iran situation is like the thing that they can't figure out, right? The longer that this goes on, the more inflationary pressures that there are, and therefore they're going to have to raise interest rates, right? But if it ends tomorrow, right, what are they still going to have to do? Probably raise interest rates. Like we talked about last week, this bottleneck, this logjam of supply chain disruptions because this has been shut down for so long, it's not going to stop even if this conflict ends tomorrow. It's going to go on for probably three quarters of a year as supply chain gets reestablished. Now, it might have an immediate impact on oil because perception is reality, right? But supply-wise, the world isn't getting stuff. They're not getting fertilizer. They're not going to get oil anytime soon. Natural gas, things coming through the strait. There is a huge bottleneck, which is why the Fed decided we're not going to make a decision on lowering or raising interest rates right now because we don't know what's going to happen, right? But I'll tell you what's actually going to happen long term. They've got to raise interest rates long term. You know, short term, it's an election year and you've got the political cycle and there's going to be a propensity to try to lower rates right now to stimulate the economy. But long term, this is just economics 101. You've got the inflationary pressures from unrelenting printing of money, from supply chain disruptions, ultimately globally. I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm talking about globally, central banks are going to have to start raising interest rates to slow down that inflation, which is why Japan has been raising their rates because they've had decades of mismanagement, zero interest rate policy. The inflationary pressures are so high right there that now the yen carry trade is over, which we've discussed a lot over the last couple of years. But these inflationary pressures, Alex, are not going to end just because Iran may or may not be over anytime. And so expect rising interest rates down the road, which is actually going to kill the bond markets.
And then if the Trump recovery fails, what happens? There's word that Google's really about to buy Apple. That's all disintegrating. There's a lot of shakeups happening. We're talking about a dot-com bust about to happen. The CEOs are getting ahead of it. Let's talk about it with Kirk Elliott when we come back.
I have